Welcome back. The Alliance for Accountable Governance, AFAG, is criticizing government for allegations of corruption and price inflation at the Abuazi thermal plant. AFAG alleges that contract prices have been inflated while the president continues to ignore such serious issues. We have Kwabena Bonfe to explain their concerns. Why is AFAG so critical of government over the Abuazi thermal plant contracts?
Well, we have a responsibility to the people of this country. Having called ourselves a civil society organization committed to accountability with regards to the government or public affairs. And so we have, over the years, raised issues that have or that border on ensuring that at least Ghanaians get value for whatever money that we are contributing towards the national kitty. We have been worried that it would take Peter Baka Homiak, the former CEO of TACA, the United Arab Emirates-based organization with the majority shares in Abuazi thermal plant, to raise this matter in an Eastern District Magistrate Court in the United States for this matter to come into the public domain. Whereas, indeed, what they are claiming is that government officials, you know, benefited from bribery and fraud and acts of corruption, and that he was booted out of office by this UAE company because he said he was not going to side with the idea of giving government officials that amount of money. Again, we have been worried about the situation where prices of, you know, school buildings, which ordinarily could cost in 2009 73,000 Ghana cedis, would within a period of 1 year and a half all of a sudden jump to 260,000 and 280,000 Ghana cedis per the report that was given by the Minister responsible for education in Parliament in recent times. Whereas government economic figures indicate that inflation is on the downward trend from 18% in 2009, where the cost of it, the cost of the unit block was 73,000, to 9% now, and the cost of the same is risen to 260,000 and 280,000 Ghana cedis. I mean, respectively, we find that very unacceptable, very alarming, and the government could have done something about it. More so, in a situation where the public procurement law, we are supposed to have open tender under normal circumstances. Sole sourcing can only be done under very special circumstances. It appears as if all that the government is bent on doing is to turn it the other way around and make sole sourcing the normal scenario, and that it will only do open tender when it finds it convenient. And worst of it is the breach of the law, which requires that at the end of every year, an annual report should be filed by the Public Procurement Authority to the Ministry of Finance to Parliament. We are 2.5 years in this administration, and yet nothing of that sort has been done. And when you raise questions about them, the answers aren't forthcoming. And it's unacceptable. Again, the Eastern Regional Minister, in one of his own recent tours in the region, had concern. He's called Dr. Apiakubi to worry about, you know, a two-story building under the Get Fund project that was costing 800,000 Ghana cedis. I mean, 8 billion cedis before we had this new redenomination, or I mean, what currency we now have today. You have a situation where the minister responsible for roads and transport could tell Parliament that a road that was given under construction at the tune of $45 million is now being reviewed to cost $135 million. What could have amounted to this?
Mr. Bonfey, well noted. So what are you calling to be done?
Number one, we are asking on the president to stop paying lip service to the fight against corruption. We are asking the president to act appropriately with respect to findings that have been made by 33 bodies and, of course, 30 institutions about issues of corruption under his regime, and to ensure that the Ghanaian public purse is not abused by people who hold public offices. It is unacceptable, and that is why we are not surprised that July 8th, the Congress between Nana Akufo-Addo and President Mills is all of a sudden taking a new twist as becoming a battle between corruption and anti-corruption. That can be discussed in another forum. But really, the curse of corruption under this regime is highly unacceptable, and the earlier Ghanaians spoke about it, the better for all of us to protect our public purse.
Very well, Mr. Bonfey. Thank you. That's all time will allow us. That was spokesperson for AFAG, Kwabena Bonfey.